Shavuot Tov, Gedvach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. I want to share with you a thought this evening on this Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh, on the Parsha, and then if we have a few moments at the end to connect it to an idea from the Megillah related to Purim. Beginning of the Sedra, the Torah outlines for us the various elements of the Big Day Kahuna, and the pasuk says, "V'samta shtei ha'avonim al kisvos ha'efod," on the two shoulders of each of the Kohen Gadol, there are two stones that are placed, avnei shoham, and these avnei shoham have within them engraved the names of all the shvatim. Continues the pasuk, "Avnei zikaron." Livnei Yisrael. These avanim, these engraved stones, they are to be avnei zikaron, stones of remembrance for Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, v'nasar neshmosam, and it reinforces this point at the very end of the pasuk, once again reminding us, l'zikaron, the purpose of these stones is to be a remembrance. And the question that the mefarshim wonder is, what exactly is the zikaron for? What is supposed to be reminded in these stones? Rashi, citing the Medrash, says that the stones are there for a simple purpose. It's there to remind the Rabbonu Shel Olam about the tzidkus, the righteousness, and the zechusim of all the shvatim, of each of the shvatim, and thus Bnei Yisrael should be properly judged by the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So that's it. These stones on the Kohen Gadol, standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at times in the Kodesh Kadashim, in the most intimate place, there Hashem is reminded of the zchuyos of all of Klal Yisrael. And that is something which is seems self-evident. However, you know, there's a flip side to that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking carefully and remembering about each one of the Shvatim, you know, we daven b'lashon rabim. The language that we use is a language, we don't daven in the singular, we daven in the plural. Heal us, forgive us, slach lanu, refa'ein. Everything is in the plural. We stand on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, for example, as one tzibur, and we are all judged together, because as individuals, if we are looked at individually, Hashem can find some positive things and some negative things. But as a community, as a tzibur, we are all balancing each other out. And therefore, if I have one chisaron, one negative point here, you have a strength in the same area, you might have a negative frailty in one area, I may be strong there. So as a congregation, as a community, we balance each other out, and we are all whole, pure, and complete. There's shlemos in the community. But when you look at each individual, then we can start seeing the blemishes. So the fact that the Kohen Gadol has these names of the Shvatim on his shoulders could, in fact, you know, really work in the opposite. Instead of Hashem remembering our Zechuyos, perhaps Hashem will look at each one of them, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and realize, oh, there's a blemish here, there's a blemish there, and therefore it could redound to our detriment. Furthermore, and perhaps it is for that reason, that there is another approach, and that is that the Avnei Shoham, these Avanim with the names of Klal Yisrael, of each of the Shvatim on the shoulders of the Kohanim, are not there to remind Hashem of anything, but rather, as the Oznayim L'Torah by Sirotskin says, it's there to remind Aaron HaKohen himself. Aaron should remember Bnei Yisrael. So what does that mean, that Aaron is going to remember Bnei Yisrael? Says Rabbi Sirotskin, Shehem nosin al kaspeyem eshnei luchos habris, to remember Klal Yisrael, that the Jewish people themselves have done something extraordinary, that they've accepted upon themselves nasa v'nishma, and have shown loyalty and fidelity to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Aaron HaKohen, as he represents Klal Yisrael, is representing a people that are extraordinary. And therefore, he remembers about his shlichus. He is reminded about who he is representing, and therefore can represent them well. But it goes beyond that. It's not simply that Aaron HaKohen remembers about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, but, you know, it is sometimes a common occurrence that somebody rises to a level of prominence, a level of power. Lahavdil Elef Alfei Havdalos, look at fill in the name of any politician bizmanenu. And sometimes people rise to a level of power and prominence, and they feel superior to the people beneath them. They feel smarter and wiser and more pure and more holy and more righteous and more good and more and better in all types of ways. And they forget that they are representing a constituency. The purpose of Aaron HaKohen to have the Shemos of the Shvatim is even to remind himself about the extraordinary people that he is representing, that as he carries the burden of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders, it is the shoulders of Klal Yisrael upon whom he is standing that puts him there in the Kodesh Kadashim, standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. So with all of the Kohen Gadol's great character traits and spiritual prowess, at the end of the day, he wears the Avnei Shoham to remind himself that he is representing an extraordinary people. As he carries their burden on his shoulders, he stands actually upon theirs. And there's an interesting Musar Haskel for us. Really, Aaron HaKohen, and this is borne out later in the Sedra, Aaron HaKohen or any Kohen Gadol has to remember what he's doing there in the Kodesh Kadashim, doing the Avoda. He has to remember. He has to have his Ikaron. I mean, that's what he's there for. But there's an important Musar Haskel, and that as we do our Avoda, when we go into Davening, when we engage in Avodas Hashem, when we engage in spiritual pursuits, sometimes we get lost in the technicalities of what we're doing, and we sometimes even forget the purpose of what we're there for. Is it possible that we could Daven without Kavana? We're standing there before Melech Malchei HaMelachim and thinking about everything else in the world that's going on affecting our lives. And of course, we know the answer is yes. And so sometimes we need a reminder, even when we're doing the right thing, to remind ourselves of what we're there for. If the Kohen Gadol needs a reminder, in the Kodesh Kadashim itself, Akachas Alachas Kama Vakama, most certainly, we could probably use a reminder ourselves, to remind ourselves of what our mission is, what our purpose is, of what we are doing when we shake a lulav, or we light a Hanukkah candle, or we're davening in a tzibur, or we're simply saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, as we utter such rarefied words. Sometimes we need a reminder of what we're actually doing, and so the Avni, the Zavanim are there for a Zikaron, for Aaron HaKohen and any Kohen Gadol himself. But both Rashi, and to say that it is a reminder to Hashem, or it is as Naim Latar says, it's a reminder to the Kohen. Both of these are counter-indicated by the trop in the Torah. If you know how to lay in the Pasuk says, and this is how it reads, Visamta eshtei ho'avanim al kisva o'saifod. These two stones will be on the shoulders of the ephod. Avnei zikaron, pause, livnei Yisrael. Avnei Zikaron, pause, Livnei Yisrael. It doesn't say that these are a Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem should remember Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael, that Aaron HaKohen should remember Bnei Yisrael. It's Avnei Zikaron, pause. What are these Avnei Zikaron for? Livnei Yisrael. It's for Bnei Yisrael to remember something. It's not a Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael. There's a pause there. It's Avnei Zikaron, pause, for Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are there to remember something. And what are these Avnei Zikaron there to remind Bnei Yisrael of? When they see the Avnei Shoham, these Avnei Zavanim, and their names are written on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, it's meant to remind Klal Yisrael of who we are, to remember that you are extraordinary, that you have a great capacity to inspire us to aspire to the best spiritual versions of who we are, to remind us that through the Kohen Gadol we are standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Not everyone gets that opportunity. And if you have that opportunity, it means you're something special. The Avnei Zikaron are not to remind Hashem or to remind the Kohen. It's to remind us of who we are. To remind us, Da Lifnei Mi'ata Omed, that Hashem is with us at all times. And therefore, as we aspire to the best version of who we are, perhaps also to remind ourselves that it's worthwhile to be that version because there's somebody watching us. Ultimately, the Avnei Zikaron are a Zikaron for us. And if we remind ourselves that Hashem is with us, and we remind ourselves of the extraordinary capacity that we have for greatness, for spiritual greatness, then we have a shot at actually becoming the person the Ribon Shel Olam intended for us to be. And this ultimately, embracing who we are, the essence of who we are, is, I think, connected to an idea in the Megillah. You know, if we look at who the heroes and the villains in the Megillah are, it's clear, Mordechai and Esther are the heroes, Haman and Achashverosh, the villains. But I think there's something more profound here. If you want to understand the relationship between Haman and Mordechai and his deep-seated hatred, the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni tells us there's a backstory. Everybody has a backstory. And the backstory to Haman and Mordechai is that both of them were officers in Achashverosh's army and sent out on their own to in conquest and battle. Haman, says the Medrash, did not manage his financial resources properly, ran out of funds, couldn't do his job, and asked Mordechai for a loan. And Mordechai said, I'll help you out on condition, I'll tenai, that our relationship is forever changed and you will be in perpetual debt to me. You'll be my Eved. And Haman agreed to it, he got the resources, and he went on to do what he needed to do. Fast forward, later on, Haman rises to be second Mishneh LaMelech, actually. And Mordechai, whatever he is, he's not Mishneh LaMelech. Every time that Haman looks at Mordechai, Haman realizes that he's a fraud because he's really Eved Mordechai. He's subservient to Mordechai, and that's his true relationship. But he has to deny his identity, and he has to make the whole world believe that he is something that he's not. And the way that Haman sees life is about denying your identity is the method in which you rise in society. Denying your identity. And that's Achashverosh as well. The Talmud tells us that Achashverosh started out as a stable boy. He married Vashti and he rose the corporate ladder. Achashverosh's whole identity is about denying who he really is. A simple stable boy. Haman is about denying who he really is. But Esther and Mordechai understand that you can never ultimately succeed when you deny who you are, but rather you have to embrace your identity. And Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave, because he embraces his identity. Esther hides who she is to Achashverosh, but that's not denying her identity. That's just a tactic, waiting for the right time to reveal it. Esther and Mordechai understand that the key to ultimate success is by embracing who you are, not denying your identity as an Eved Hashem. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav ki hu Yehudi, because he was Jewish. And he embraced that. Which is easier, which is harder? Well, to go the Haman route is easier in the short run, but it is ultimately self-destructive in the long run. To go the Mordechai and Esther route can sometimes be a lot harder in the short run. You're going to get a lot of flack for it, and worse. But in the long run, there's ultimate success. There's ultimate reward. You can never go wrong by embracing who you are. But ultimately, that's a choice you have to make. And that's the two poles between Haman and Mordechai. denying your identity or embracing your identity. Klal Yisrael begin the journey in the Megillah by being in the palace of the king and assimilating, acculturating, to almost losing their identity of who they are. And they ultimately end up, like Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, coming to the realization that it is the way of Mordechai and Esther that is ultimately the right way to go. And that is the challenge that is posed to us, the legacy, as we read the Megillah, the legacy of Mordechai and Esther. And that's a challenge that we have to ask ourselves every day. Are we going to embrace who we are at our core with extraordinary pride and loyalty and fidelity to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Or do we shed our values, do we shed our identity in small and big ways in order to somehow get some what we believe is ultimate gain? That choice is a choice between ultimately self-destruction and ultimately eternal life. And that's what Klal Yisrael were meant to understand when they saw the Kohen wearing those avanim on his shoulders. We have to embrace who we are, to remember who we are, always remember who we are. And if we remember the extraordinary capacity of what we can be, there's no telling the ends that we can ultimately accomplish. Gudvach, and a Freilichen Shushan Purim, Motzei Shushan Purim to us all.